It is estimated that out of the over 6 million eligible taxpayers in the country, about 1.5 are registered with the Ghana Revenue Authority to enable them to file their tax returns as part of efforts to educate and sensitize the public on the need to pay taxes. The Ministry of Finance, in collaboration with the Ghana Revenue Authority, is embarking on a week-long program on tax compliance. Vice President Mahamadou Bawumia said government is leading a change in the conventional way of mobilizing revenue. He stressed that the country can achieve the Ghana Beyond Aid agenda when domestic revenue mobilization is enhanced.
Over the past years, revenue mobilization has not kept pace with the ever-growing demands of our citizens for development projects and better services in education, health, water, sanitation, housing, and maintenance of law and order from government. Annual revenue collection has not been able to keep up with these demands, creating financing gaps. And financing gaps can only be bridged either through government borrowing or through general support from donor partners from some of their tax collections. In fact, Commissioner General, I would like to challenge you that by the time we get to next year, where we have to file our taxes by the end of April 30th, we want to see a mobile app which we can have on our phones and be able to file our taxes just on our mobile phones and pay them on our mobile apps without having to step into any office.
The Minister of Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta, said whilst government consolidates fiscal gains, Ghanaians need to have a renewed mind in the way things are done and honor their tax obligations. He outlined some of the policies initiated to improve tax efficiency.
Government has declared a tax amnesty for persons who have not registered with the Revenue Authority or filed their tax returns or paid their taxes as required by law. I entreat all to take advantage of this. An alternative tax dispute resettlement scheme is also being instituted to facilitate speedy resolution of taxpayer grievances. Government, while doing its best to make tax payment less burdensome, will however not hesitate to enforce the tax laws and, where necessary, penalize and prosecute those who engage in criminal evasion.
The Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Emmanuel Kofi Inti, throws more light on the essence and programs outlined for the Tax and Good Governance Week.
The program is geared towards encouraging filing of annual tax returns and ultimately increasing the level of voluntary compliance among the taxpaying public. We cannot continue to always run after taxpayers using coercion to ensure compliance. In line with best practices in the developed world, we expect taxpayers to voluntarily honor their tax obligations without any compulsion. This is the vision GRE seeks to attain. A number of activities have been lined up as part of the week-long program. These include various media engagements, setting up of tax clearance advantage points in Accra and all the regional capitals to make returns filing easier to the public, quiz competition among selected tertiary institutions.
The Vice President filed his tax returns for the 2017 financial year. All ministers are expected to file their returns per the direction of President Akufo-Addo. The week-long program is on the theme, Filing Your Tax Returns, Your Civic Responsibility.
Mr. Darko's report.